Protesters clamoring in Washington as Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court cleared a major procedural hurdle today in the Senate. A final vote on his confirmation is expected tomorrow. Let's bring in NPR's Brakten Booker, who's been talking with people outside the Capitol today. Brakten, we can hear some protesters in the background. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, Jeremy. Well, this crowd has dwindled a bit since the cloture vote took place a little while ago, but there's still about 200 or so people, some holding signs that still that read "Stop Kavanaugh," and others that say "Believe Survivors." And they vow to come back tomorrow, but I can tell you that these crowds were not as big as they were yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to figure out why, but these are some of the most fervent supporters of the senators who they're trying to convince to vote against the Kavanaugh nomination.
Are there people there supporting Kavanaugh?
There are some. I would say a handful. I could probably count on one hand the amount of people I saw that were in support of Kavanaugh. One person actually described himself as an independent. I talked to him in front of the Supreme Court. He said he was there to push back on this circus-like atmosphere, those are his words, that surrounded the nomination of Kavanaugh. He's saying that Democrats had brought it on themselves and that they made a spectacle out of the nomination process. There was another gentleman I met that says he is a member of the NRA and was really there to show support for the NRA, but he said that he's moving to West Virginia in a couple of weeks, and he wanted Manchin to do the right thing, which in his case was to vote a yes vote for Kavanaugh.
And we still don't know what Manchin is going to do tomorrow in that final vote. How far have people traveled to get to Washington?
So we've met people from Illinois. We've met people from Denver. We've met people from Michigan. The furthest I think we've the furthest that someone has traveled or a group of people that has traveled is from Alaska, from Anchorage. Hmm. We've met some folks that were part of 100 women that traveled from Anchorage to try to get in front of Senator Lisa Murkowski to try to influence her vote. They said there were a number of them met with her yesterday, and they were trying to make sure that she was a no vote, which she ended up doing in this cloture vote. Again, it remains to be seen what she's going to do tomorrow.
Well, and just briefly, Brakten, a lot of protesters have made their way into the Capitol to try to have their voices heard by senators as they're getting into elevators, et cetera. What kind of access are protesters getting inside the Capitol, just briefly?
Yes, they're still getting in. I have not been inside the Capitol today, but they are not being impeded by Capitol Police to get in. This process is going to continue throughout the day, and we can probably see that happen tomorrow as well.
Right. That's NPR's Brakten Booker outside the Capitol. Brakten, thank you.
Thank you.